Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You think that was going to fly?
I think we would do under 5 seconds. That's pretty solid for the sponsor.
So. I think they want us to talk about it a little more. Also, you called it the podcast show.
Welcome to the podcast. That's what people call it.
The podcast
show? People call it the podcast show.
There's many podcast shows.
Yeah, but remember that guy wrote that song with the we're really overdoing it now, okay? We're 30 seconds over.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the easiest way to build a website.
That's true.
If you've been sitting on ideas for a business, an online store, a blog, a portfolio, or anything, and you just have no idea how to create a website, this is pretty much the best way to do it. It's very cheap and it's very, very easy. It's called squarespace.com. And if you use our coupon code, which for January, it's the word beast.
Beast.
As in, you can be a beast in that regard.
Yeah, if you're trying to make a website, you want to be a beast in that regard. Squarespace already is the beast in that regard.
And it's actually an extra 10% less than their already low, low price. So please, check them out and let us know what you think. And in order to sweeten the deal a little more, if you do create a site using Squarespace, using our coupon code, forward us the URL, and we'll shout it out on this here podcast show.
Podcast show.
Don't believe us? We'll just ask the guys that started, and now go.
Okay.
Oh, no.
No, shit.
I don't know if you just...
Don't believe me? Don't believe us? Just ask the guys who started thebeerandcheeselist.com.
Flytography.ca.
Bloghomage.com.
FlynnHowling.com.
What is
BorealisSailing.com.
Flynn Howling?
Yeah.
FlynnHowling.com.
BorealisSailing.com.
DiscussionsWithMyself.squarespace.com.
VersinoArt.com.
EugeneStudio.com.
So that's it. Thanks, guys, for that last round of people who...
Unless it's EugeneStudio.com.
She said that it's pronounced Eugene, but there's no E at the end of Eugene.
There it is.
So, be like them. If you create a website with our coupon code BEAST at Squarespace, please forward it along, and we'll shout you out next episode. That's it. This one was pretty fun to record. How would you describe that things got, if you had to use a word?
I would say...
If you had to just say, I'll say like...
Just one word?
Yeah, like if you say things got, what would you say?
Things got blank. I would say... They got real.
Totally agreed. Let's get started.
He got so many questions, but no one to ask them to. Here comes another. What did you get yourself into? Come on, you got nothing left to lose. Just send an email to me if I were you.
That was fine. All right. Welcome
wow.
to
Jerk. You're a jerk. Acknowledge that that it was good.
That was really good.
It was good.
Can you imagine a world where we didn't open every single episode and close with a new theme song? What do other shows do? They just choose one? What about all the other unwritten ones that are going to be good too?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine a world where we don't bleed our fans dry and rob them.
Take advantage of them more than anything.
Of their talent and not give them any money. Sometimes, don't even say their names. We haven't said this guy's name yet.
No.
We don't even...
Nor should we.
Yeah.
He doesn't earn it.
Earned it. We earned the song.
I'm Amir Blumenfeld, and I'm famous, I think. I'm world famous, and then it rightfully
web famous,
so.
Web famous? Now I'm world famous.
Hey, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
And that was Alex McGuire. Alex McGuire.
Oh,
opening
nice.
Up our
Say
show.
Like a radio DJ. That hey. Was Alex McGuire coming at you.
That was the only time you'll ever hear that song on the internet. All right.
All right. Alex McGuire. Like that. That was a song I could fuck to, you know?
It was so short.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're telling me.
Exactly. You're a two-pump chump.
I'm not a two-pump chump. I'm not. Sometimes I don't even get two.
Jesus.
Sometimes I'm just one and done. Sometimes I prematurely ejaculate on the woman's vagina before I even enter.
Oh, God.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's why I'm a pimp. That's why I'm a pimp.
What's more embarrassing, ejaculating after two pumps or not being able to ejaculate at all?
I think it's more embarrassing to ejaculate after two pumps.
Right. But if anything, that's like more of a... It's like a compliment. Yeah, like, oh my God, you were so hot, I couldn't even laugh. Well, or I couldn't even wait.
I feel like if you ask a girl if she would rather have the guy come like too soon or not at all.
Of course it'd be not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then she gets to orgasm and then it doesn't matter whether
you do. Oh, no, I'm saying I think that they'd rather have a guy come like easily.
Oh, you're saying they would rather.
Yeah, because you're like, because she's like, oh, like I guess I didn't get off, but shit, my pussy right, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
What?
Yeah. My pussy be right. Huh? Girls can be douchebags too.
Only when you're impersonating them. So what do we do? People are in desperate situations. So desperate, in fact, they don't know where to turn. So they email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com and we do our best to help these people out. That's it.
That is fucking it, dude. That was on point. Love that shit. Love that shit.
What we do is choose four questions and
we come through all the emails and we choose... three, four, sometimes five, I don't know, questions, and we read them aloud, and, fuck.
Reverse, delete. Yeah.
Let's get started.
It. Huh? Whoa. Hey. It's going to be a fast episode.
Why?
I don't know. Yeah. These are real emails from real people, but we need fake names to preserve their anonymity. Can you give me a fake name?
Toby McGuire.
Everyone's name is just going to be Toby McGuire. Actually, this is a female named Toby.
Okay.
All right. Tobina writes. Tabitha McGuire writes. I have been with my boyfriend for about 9 months, and I love him very much. Over the time that I've been with him, I've been focusing on taking care of myself, gotten into fitness and healthy eating, and lost about 25 pounds. I've never been overweight, but now I'm in really great shape, and I feel fantastic. However, now my boyfriend has become insecure and paranoid that I'm too good for him. Whenever we are out, he always has his arm around me and is jealous and uncomfortable when I even talk to other guys. I have been approached much more now, and I've been asked out quite a few times, but I would never even consider cheating on him. I keep telling him he has nothing to worry about, but his insecurities are driving me crazy. He keeps saying how he wishes I wasn't so beautiful so I would be more in his league. It got so bad one time, he tried to fight a guy who offered me a drink at a party. Of course, I'm flattered he thinks so highly of me, but I wish he could just be happy for me for the changes that I've made because I feel great about myself. On top of all this, I'm moving to New York City in the fall because I got my dream job, and now he won't stop talking about how I'm going to leave him for someone I meet in New York. I love him, but will he ever get over his insecurities? What should I do? Thanks, Tabitha McGuire.
Oh, Tabitha.
Oh, no.
Toby.
Oh.
Ms. McGuire.
You are in it.
You are
in the eye of the hurricane. You can't see.
Tell you what, babe. Tell you what, doll, hun, girl, pal. Let's make his worst fear come true. I think it's time, actually, that his fear becomes the reality.
And I will be in New York on February 19th.
I will see you there. Let's me and you go out. You bring that fucking tight body. You bring that hot smoke show bad. And I'll, you should break up with him, right?
This guy is one of the worst people I've ever heard.
Ever in your life?
Yeah, I think.
I don't think it's ever. Like, the jealousy makes people do crazy things.
But he's a loser.
Yeah.
He's a doof loser.
He's a doof loser.
I hate him.
You hate him?
Yeah.
You hate this guy?
He's one of the worst kinds of boyfriends.
What? Yeah, yeah. Jealous, possessive, angry.
Yeah.
This guy just told you that he wished you were ugly. Flattered is actually the wrong feeling here. Be frightened of him.
But how crazy are relationships that, like, if somebody did that to you and you're in the relationship, you're just like, I don't know, but I still love them. Why?
Well, that's girls are just like so loyal.
I think it's also guys. Like guys can be mistreated.
Well, more often than not, at least on our show, the women we hear from are lovely, amazing people, and the dudes that we hear from are assholes.
This guy.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, guys, because I'm an asshole too.
Heh.
Heh. It's
Pumpkin, you're dating a dillweed.
You're dating a tumbling dickweed.
Dickweed, yeah. God, I don't know. I feel like I need to shake this woman and tell her that her boyfriend is awful.
You just want
to
shake a woman. So I just like, I woke up, I felt like I needed to shake a woman today.
I needed to stir one up.
You shook her. How dare you?
But imagine just being like, all right, I lost 25 pounds and I feel great. It's like, don't I look good, baby? Yeah, I guess, but now you're too beautiful for me. What are you gonna fucking cheat on me?
He's not elevating himself.
Yeah, he wants to drag you down.
Right. So she improved herself, mm-hmm. got healthy. It sounds like she has a good body image. She feels good. She looks good. She's happy. And the one thing that's wrong with that is your boyfriend basically actively doesn't want you to be happy or look good.
Your boyfriend is a tumor, a cancer on your body.
Is that normal, babe?
He's an emotional cancer. Think about what a partner should be doing, which is inspiring you to be a better person. Elevating. This guy's doing the exact opposite.
And think about what you should be doing to your partner. You should be like the fact that you got in shape and you are like feeling good, feeling healthy. He should be doing that too. If he's like, oh man, this girl is bettering herself and she's going to be better than me. Well, that's not an idea that you should actually have in your head. Like, this girl's going to be better than me. But like, oh, my girlfriend, Tobey Maguire, is getting so healthy. I want to do that with her. I want to be on this same like upward trajectory.
Uh-huh.
That's what he should be doing.
Right. No.
But instead, he's just like, arrest your upward trajectory. Come down here with me. Don't move to New York City. Don't go to your dream job.
Yeah. And like, we usually don't tell people, oh, by the way, we answered this question on the podcast, but I really want her to hear this. I'm going to email her and be like, by the way, we answered your question. This girl's really due for a clean break over here. She's moving to New York, which is like a new exciting city, to start her dream job. It's the perfect time to cut this dead weight loser anchor and leave him in Canada forever, I think.
Are they from Canada?
Didn't he say that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a 22-year-old from Canada. And 22, that's the perfect age to move to New York and start over.
And you don't want to be entering a long-distance relationship at 22.
I've never been so sure of advice in my life. I feel like I'm really secure in my answer
at
on this
point.
One.
I want to shake them both.
I want to I want to put them in a Blendtec blender and just stir until they're a juice.
They both need to be shook.
Yeah, they both need to be juice.
That's what's up, boss.
That being said, I would like to see a photo. I mean, what if she's actually ugly and she's just lying to us?
Do you have her name in that email? We'll Facebook her.
Yeah.
We'll Facebook her.
So it's Lily.
Yep.
Fornitau. Lily, L-I-L. Fuck anonymity. Everyone look this person up. It's not actually that.
I was so confused. I was like, are you going to edit this out? What is going on right now?
What is this sorcery?
All right. We concur. We agree with each other.
Easy.
That was nice.
What should we do about this boyfriend, though? Like, I think breaking up with her, breaking up with him is too easy. Like, I think that she should cheat on him because, like,
he deserves that.
Yeah, I think he deserves to feel the actual.
He deserves that shameful.
Yeah, and he deserves to walk in on it in some way, and like to do it with a guy that can easily beat the shit out of him.
Oh.
So, like, she should find, like, the, you know, coolest, strongest, tallest dude. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, whoa, what are you doing to my girl?
Oh, what's up? What if we, like, me and you both fuck her in New York? Like, we meet up in February.
I can't beat anybody up.
No, yeah, both of us could definitely beat this dude up.
Okay, here's a separate idea. We found a really strong guy to fuck this girl, and we hide in the closet.
And we pop out, and we're like, gotcha.
Yeah, and then when he comes in, he's like, get off my girl. And he'll be like, he's not your girl. We're the podcast host that set this whole thing up. And then while he fucking starts wailing on us, because, you know, we weigh a combined 300 pounds.
Yo,
this
don't fucking let me in, dude. I'll tear shit up. I'm serious, man. I fight dirty. I don't go down, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, people are like, oh, Jake's gonna get his ass kicked? Like,
yeah.
No, because I'll be scratching.
What do you
biting,
mean? Oh,
kicking
God.
Shins. Yeah.
That's pinching. Shameful. Uh-huh. Scratching.
Yep, dude, because I ain't gonna lose the fight. I fight dirty, dude.
Why?
Because I'm not gonna fucking lose, man.
You'll scratch someone.
Oh, yeah. Somebody punches me in the face.
I'm will like, you punch back or what will we do?
Dude, scratching.
I will fall down to the ground. I will bite them in the abdomen, just like gouging out their eyes, just like flailing.
Yeah.
Dude. I will spin around in a circle with both my fists closed, yeah, just kicking. I don't even. Yo,
I remember one time you took a bite out of some guy's calf once.
Yep, he
almost died because the way you hit like some pretty major arteries. Yeah, I guess
that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's why they say Jake fights dirty. Jake don't lose a fight. Nobody wants to fuck with Jakey. That's what's up.
They don't say it in a good way.
Okay.
They think you're a sociopath maniac.
Yeah. I'll sucker punch a fucker. I don't give a shit, man. I'll sucker punch anybody.
Especially this loser. All right. So, lady, if you're down, we'll hide in the closet while you fuck a really strong guy.
How did that advice go? She said, how do I, what was she,
oh yeah, what was her actual question? Like, she's so sweet. She's like, I love him, but will he ever get over his insecurities? What should I do?
So it's, yeah, her question is like, how do I help him get over his insecurity? I want him to be better. And we were like, we want someone to fuck you and we'll wait in the closet.
It's like a girl who has a tumor being like, oh, but it's part of my body now. I'd hate to just cut it off. How can I like teach it to be a better, like more
who would ever better part of my that? Body?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's how stupid it sounds to
you,
me.
I feel you.
Cut it off.
Cut it off.
Oh, we should talk about how Dave Coulier is coming on the podcast later.
What?
Mr. Coulier.
Uncle Joey, sir.
I loved you in the house.
The house was quite full, and I'm full of love.
Question. Was the Woody doll ever real? I realized at a certain point you were doing noises for him in a ventriloquist way.
I realized the role of Michelle was played by twins were the roles of Nikki and Alex played by quadruplets.
I'm seeing double. Four Krusties. Should we get to the question number two?
Yeah.
This one, we need an actual dude's name.
Spider-Man. The theme of this week is real. Tobey Maguire and Tobey Maguire characters.
The theme of this week is word association.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guys. My girlfriend and I just ended our relationship. We have been living in a condo at a ski resort with two separate living quarters. I immediately told her she needed to leave our condo complex. It seemed reasonable as I had paid the expensive deposits on our room and I paid for our flights out of our hometown. She has been sleeping on the couch in the upstairs condo where we would normally all hang out. Now it seems like they're all going to let her sleep on the couch in the condo for free, as long as she pays for the food and other house items. I'm in a predicament. Should I still try to be friends and hang out upstairs, or strictly stay downstairs and start over fresh? And if she does stay upstairs, should I try to get my money back from her? I paid her first and her last month rent. Looking forward to the advice and the heckling I feel I need to help me through a shitty time.
Oh, man.
Spider-Man.
That is Spider-Man.
White people problems.
They're all revolving around condos.
Yeah, we live in a ski condo. And now she's all in the other condo, and I'm afraid I paid the condo fees.
She's sleeping upstairs where we all hang out, and this condo is actually a lot smaller than I realized now that I can't go upstairs, and I'm stuck in my expensive room, so...
Now what? Sure, I ski all day, but when I come back home, I want to watch some DirecTV in the upstairs condo.
This girl seems like a jerk.
She's not leaving?
I think that's not okay.
I think she's doing like the, it takes two to break up and I ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what?
Did she, like, if they like both wanted to split, he said they broke up and he immediately told her she had to leave the condo complex.
I'm sorry, you have to leave the condo.
I think this is the right thing to do. Okay. I'm glad it's amicable and mutual. All right. We had a good experience. We'll never lose that. Pack up your belongings. I want you out of the condo complex by midday tomorrow.
I know it sounds complex, but it's very simple. I want you to leave the condo complex.
Yeah, you didn't pay the minimum for this condominium, so...
I paid the condo maximum for this condo minimum.
Oh, shit. And I feel like all of his friends are doing a real disservice. And she's
still
like,
hanging
all right, you're done. You're out. You're a goner, sister. Hey, you can sleep upstairs. That's fine. You don't have to pay rent.
Yeah, just
great.
Just pay for our food.
What is this girl like? What is the situation that she's created for herself?
She's made herself indisposable.
Before she had a free room just that this dude was paying for. And now she's got a free couch that everybody else is paying for. She only has to buy food.
Why does she want to stick around?
I guess like also did you, this guy was like, was he buying the plane ticket out and the first, last month's rent on the room, like without ever having her, like without her ever saying she was going to pay him back. And now like that they broke up, he wants money. I think that you can't necessarily do that.
Yeah, you can't ask for the money back.
Unless, but like if she always was going to owe you money. And right. now that you're like broken up, you like really want to collect it.
But you never collect debt at the end of a relationship. I feel like that's a sunk cost. It's lost. Yeah, like if you owed money to someone or if your lady friend owed money to you and you guys break up, I feel like you can't be like, well, this is it.
Yeah, I have.
Now it's just a matter of the 800 you owe me.
Yeah. How's your mom? How's your family? Is everything all right? I paid for
what?
Gee whiz.
My mom's just, fine, actually. Work is good. It's just, it's a little hard, actually, yeah. If I can be so frank as to
that
say.
That's rough.
Yeah.
There is the matter, a small matter.
Excuse me.
Not small. It's not inconsequential. It's trivial, but it is. You owe me dollars.
What?
I feel like if you paid for it and she was going to pay you back, she's a thief.
She's a thief?
You dated a fucking burglar.
No wonder you broke up with this cat burglar.
I still have a girlfriend that owes me $500.
Is that true?
Yeah, and I think I might collect it.
Debt collector.
I really think I'm going to send someone to collect my debt.
An enforcer. I think she's going to get thrown in debtor's prison for what she did to me. Is that true?
Yeah.
$500?
$500.
How did that happen?
Well, I don't want to make it seem like I'm thinking about it too much, or I'm also trying to give the minimum amount of information so none of my exes can
because they all owe me a good amount of money.
I mean it was a very long time ago, so that gives you that, now you know who. She was just living with me in New York, and we were like, I'll pay rent, and I was like, okay, yeah, that's great. And then she never did. And I felt uncomfortable bringing it up.
Sure.
And then, but like it was discussed before it happened that like of like the amount of money that she would pay.
Yeah.
Because it just never, she never ponied up the cash.
You want slash need that money now.
Well, I don't need it now because now I'm fucking rich. But like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Dude, why?
Why am I rich?
Why? What happened?
What do you mean?
How did you get into come into all this money? I guess. What?
My dad gave me a lot of money.
Okay.
My dad's dad
had
money. My mom's dad had money. My family comes from old money, yeah. You know?
No, I don't know.
So I'm like, I got
trickle
a lot of
down.
Money. Yeah. So
trickle
like,
down Jakeonomics.
I get to do whatever I want. I have a little web show, yeah. A podcast, and make a little Skrilla on a live tour. But what though, am I real? My real, you know,
passion.
My real nest egg is my father's money,
yeah.
Which he deposits into my bank account on a very regular basis. I would call it. Some people might call it irregular. The regularity that it's put in there,
yeah,
would be irregular for a lot of people. You
yeah,
know?
Because it's that predictable.
It's a lot. And
it's very reliable.
It's a lot and it's often. It's as much as 2-3 transfers a day sometimes.
Oh, my God.
If I'm demanding.
You asshole.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I love you, Dad. You're,
of course you
you're
do. You
a
love
king
it.
For what you do.
You selfish loser.
Yeah.
He actually sells nest eggs,
yeah,
and then he makes enough money to give me a nest egg.
That's great. It's been really, really nice. Yeah.
Try to get money back from her. I feel like it's not going to happen. But what you have to do is cut your losses. You'll eat the money if you can get her out of there.
Right. But that's
maybe you should offer to double what she pays. Be like, you know what? I'll pay for the food. Just get her out of here. This is fucking insane, you guys.
I think you have to have a conversation with your friends who are just letting her stay for free. And
yeah.
Be like, hey.
This is not what the condo is about, guys.
We all agreed to get the ski condo because it was going to be a fun thing for everyone, and now it's not fun for me.
I feel like I'm skiing, you know, ski in, ski out, whatever, doing our little après ski. I get home, and this little wench is still on the couch.
I'm sure she bought the burgers. And yeah. It's nice that she bought some salads, and I like the juice. But I'll pay. We should all be chipping in for groceries.
That's what we discussed.
It's cheap. It's socialism.
That's why I broke up with her first. She's hogging the couch.
Oh, hey, guys. What are you guys talking about?
Oh, hey, baby. Or
get out of my couch, okay. Ass.
She's cute.
I'll be downstairs if you need me. Christ.
This place is supposed to be communal. All right. Cheers.
Cheers. If anyone needs me, I'll be watching. Cheers.
I'll be on the bunny slope. Fuck this.
Yeah. Get her out of there and your money's gone.
Talk to your friends.
All right. Third question?
Yeah. Question the third.
Question the third. We need a name.
Seabiscuit.
Okay, so today's theme is...
I really hope we don't get to a...
superheroes and horse names.
There we go.
Or Tobey Maguire and Tobey Maguire films.
Yeah. Well, all right. I don't remember his name in every one of his movies.
I thought Seabiscuit was the dude.
I thought Seabiscuit was that fucking elfish-looking guy.
It's actually Seabiscuit's monster is the name of the horse.
What?
It's a Frankenstein joke. Frankenstein's not really his name. It's Frankenstein's monster. The doctor's name was Frankenstein.
Wow.
So to like make a metaphor, it's like, oh, Seabiscuit wasn't the name of the horse. Seabiscuit's monster was the joke there.
I see.
Okay.
I think
you just start cracking up.
Oh.
That is.
Oh!
I tell all my friends.
So.
Have you guys seen every Tobey Maguire movie like I have? What's the one about the horse? What's the one about the horse?
Seabiscuit.
Yeah, well, that wasn't the horse's name.
What was the horse's name?
Seabiscuit's monster.
What are you talking about?
You ever read Frankenstein?
Get out of my condo.
I bought the food!
All right, Seabiscuit writes. So in school today, I got a kick message from someone named Jen Roberts. I asked if she goes to school with me, and she says she lives in Cali, is 22 and female. I'm a bit scared, so I say, fuck off, and she immediately replies, fuck me, smiley face. I don't know what to say now. I've blocked her, but I don't know what to do. I'm 13 years old. Help me. Help me.
It said help me twice?
No, I did that.
Oh. Oh, no, buddy.
Unfortunately, Seabiscuit, this Jen Roberts character is, she's out to fuck you, unfortunately.
she's heard about that 13-year-old dick, and she's coming for it.
Yeah, she's got a vendetta or something like that. She's hell-bent on getting to you.
Should have never said fuck you. Off. No. Fuck off?
That was an opening.
There is a 22-year-old female from California.
Jen Roberts.
Yep, Jen Roberts. You're done, dude. Get it. Start hiding in your locker right now.
Unfortunately, that's what you asked for when you accepted her kick message.
Yep.
Is kick message even younger and cooler than Snapchat? We're now two generations removed.
I've got no idea what kick is.
Right. But I bet teenagers that use Snapchat are like, that's what they're like, how I feel about Snapchat, they feel about kick messages.
Right. They're like,
oh, kick messages for like young kids.
Oh, man.
But porno bots have already gotten to it. It's Jen Roberts.
I love that this dude's like, you've already done everything you've thought. Like, I've blocked her.
But what if she knows who I am, where I live, and she demands to fuck me?
Help me. What are you talking about? You blocked her.
Also, if it's true, you don't need help. That would be the greatest thing in the world. A 22-year-old coming to fuck you as a 13-year-old?
Yeah, that's pretty perfect. That's ideal.
Knock at the door. It's Jen Roberts.
I feel like we should not be telling 13-year-olds to fuck 22-year-olds. It's it's super cool when it's a dude fucking a 22-year-old chick.
But the other way around, it's illegal. How is that fair?
I think it's illegal both ways.
Okay, good.
Which is one way we think is hot.
All right, then. So it's not illegal. We're just bad.
It's because we were 14-year-old dudes that wanted to fuck like 25-year-olds.
I probably didn't think about fucking 25-year-olds.
Me either.
Good.
You never masturbated when you were 13?
Yeah, but it was like to Kelly Kapowski. She's not 25. She was like 18.
Oh. All right.
I remember the first wet dream I had.
I love the way to talk about this.
It was with that black girl from Head of the Class, if you've ever seen that show. I think her name was Robin Givens.
I don't think I have seen that show.
Yeah, it was in a jacuzzi. Did you also think that your first wet dream was you peeing in your pants?
No, because I didn't have a wet dream until after we had like learned about them.
Oh, interesting.
So, like, I had discovered jerking off, and the first time
I think that's what it is. I didn't jerk off.
Oh, so your first wet dream was like
My first ejaculatory
nocturnal emission.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember I used to masturbate to like Playboy.com's website with like, and I print one
just
thing
the articles.
There's like one picture of a girl's boobs, and that was like all my computer could handle loading.
That's all your brain can handle.
But I would like touch my penis and it felt good, but I didn't know anything else was supposed to happen until one night it was like really tingly and I was like, what's going on? But I was like, I'm going to keep on going, and it didn't. And then I like.
So you discovered masturbating.
I figured it out. It was like playing with my dick hard feels nice. And I would just do that sometimes looking at boobs.
Wow.
And then one day it came out, like came, and I was like, oh no. Oh no. It's broken. I ran to the bathroom. Was like, didn't notice all over my box. I was like, this is,
Mom. I don't mean to alert you, but there's a glaze or a fucking cream, and it's not. What if it doesn't stop?
It's basically honey coming out of my penis. Is that fun for anyone?
Only it tastes like freaking coconut water. Help! I guess. What the fuck is going on?
But I think I'd heard about masturbating at school, so like when I came, I was like.
You heard about masturbating at school.
I knew what masturbating was. I knew that like touching my dick was masturbating. But it's
this is what grade? Sixth grade? Seventh grade?
Yeah, this is like sixth grade. But this is like one of those things where you think you're doing something right, and then you like, then you do it really right. You're like, oh, that's what it's always been about. I've been wasting my time for the last like month.
You've been doing it wrong.
Yeah, I've just been touching my penis, which was cool.
Oh, So how did you come? You just touched your penis?
I would rub it. Yeah,
oh, you would rub it.
I would. Yeah, I like went through the masturbating motions, but like I did not know that there was like.
Oh, an end result.
Right. I did not know about orgasms, and I don't think they really tell you about that when they're talking about masturbating. They're like, well, maybe they do now. But I remember learning about masturbating. It's like it's touching yourself, it's rubbing yourself,
and to
what means,
sir? To what end? why grab? Why rub? Why touch, sir?
And then
I may be so bold as that.
Oh no, I get it. I'll do this forever. It's funny that like that. I feel like I don't like any of the same things I did when I was 13, except for masturbating
and maybe constant. Jackass.
And my parents.
Like, yeah,
love my mama. Oh, no, I'm not even going to say it.
I'd like to hear where the joke is headed, at least.
No. I was going to say that first thing, and then I was going to say, and I also love the other thing we've been talking about. Mom, you're a queen.
And as so you should be treated, even though you never get the loving that you needed.
So you had a wet dream about the black girl from head of the class.
Yeah, it was like a pool party.
And it's funny because my first wet dream was also in a pool.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was Zach.
Oh.
From Saved by the Bell. Mark Paul Gosselaar, shirtless, and Kelly Kapowski, and they were both in there. And
it was a threesome with Zach and Kelly.
They were talking to me, and they were like, "Which you like?" They're like, "You get to have sex with one of us." And I was like. Tiffany Amber Thiessen, and I choose you. And then Zach
went no and swirled down the drain of the jacuzzi.
Zach like turned away, and I had sex with Tiffany Amber Thiessen. But since then, all my wet dreams were like
telling you to decide between him and a girl.
They were never ever good. They were always like some sort of like humiliating like. I'm going to put my dick in a fence and see if it feels good. And I would wake up and I'd like had an orgasm.
Oh,
I never had like good sex fuck dreams.
Yeah. You should like learn how to do lucid dreaming that you can fuck whoever you want in your dreams.
I do lucid dream, but I don't come from, I fuck all the time in my dreams, but never like.
It is pretty crazy to like, you can't imagine me just sitting here and using my brain to masturbate. But when you're having a wet dream, it's you basically lying flat on your back, and then like your eyes are fucking trembling, and all of a sudden you start coming. What an amazing
thing! I
want to
watch someone have a wet dream. Just their face,
just the ability. Yeah, are you doing an orgasm face?
You must. I don't know.
There should be videos of people having a wet dream. It must be the most amazing thing.
Are you sure you're not like on your side with your dick like against the
and then you're humping
because I mean when you're in. I feel like you're probably touching yourself Or
are
like
you
humping the sheets?
Oh, interesting. Or
maybe.
No, because you could be on your back. Yeah. Are you on your... I just want to see a time-lapse video of a guy having a wet dream.
Can someone make one?
He's lying on his back. Then Dick just becomes fully erect, starts ejaculating, and then it calms down. And the guy is just asleep the entire time.
But sometimes people like laugh in their sleep. Sometimes people like run
scream.
In their sleep.
Yeah, they like get jolted away.
So I feel you must just be tugging on your shit in your sleep. I don't know. Where did this start from?
13-year-old?
Oh, yeah. You've blocked her. Good. That's all you need to do. Don't answer sex bots.
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember what we were doing in the RV? I was on Tinder, and I got matched with, like, somebody trying to, like, you know, scam you into going onto a cam site.
Yeah.
And we were writing messages like...
Oh, yeah.
She's like, you have to like log onto this site. And I was like, I can't figure it out. Can I just give you my bank account number?
Yeah. She's like, no, I really need you to do it.
Like, oh, shit, please. I can give you my social security number if that helps. I'm so horny for you.
this is amazingly perfect time. I just thought of a great story. And you don't even know the ending of it.
Oh, man.
It's the billboard story.
Oh, shit.
So we went rock climbing with Jake and one of Jake's friends. And he's like, yeah, one of my buddies has like a fire sale on billboards right now. You can get this billboard in a great location instead of for like several $1,000s for several $100s. And so I told Jake, like, oh, we should just do that and like put our podcast face like art up there. And Jake's like, all right, give me the guy's email. And we emailed him and he's like, and he was emailing with us, and it seemed like such a scam because he's like, I really got to know the answer in the next 10 minutes if you're going to do it or not. And I'm like, are you just going to, like, take my money and not put up a billboard? Like, billboards are very expensive. And then I'm like, is there a contract? And he said, no, but you just got to let me know and send me the artwork. I'm like, all right, if this is a scam, I'm like, do I have to pay you right now? And he's like, no. I'm like, okay, so I'll send you the artwork. If you put the billboard up, I'll pay you several $100s. I mean, we have sponsors on the show, and that's one of the things that we use the money on is stupid endeavors like this. We can call it
people
a marketing
stop,
budget.
Stop ordering slug books now.
So I sent him artwork, and he's like, this is great. I'm like, all right, sure. Just let me know when the billboard's up, dude.
Do I still have my identity,
yeah.
sir?
Did you steal? Is this what is going on? It's a scam where you don't ask me for money. Either way, our billboard was supposed to go up this week on a very, like, where was it? Like, Highland in Santa Monica, which is, like, great location. It's a huge billboard. And I didn't ever think it was going to happen. But as we were talking, me and Jake, right now, I got a text message from Todd, our friend
shit.
Todd Strauss-Schulzen, and said, is this you? And look at this picture.
Oh, my God! Yes! That's insane!
We just found out that our billboard is up.
It's up. We have a billboard. Shit. Oh, my God. This is so fucking funny. It's above a subway.
So if you guys live in L.A. and you're around Highland and Santa Monica, please check out our billboard.
This is so funny.
And don't ever say that we don't use our sponsor money in a fun, exciting, unique way.
Yeah, we should do something for people who like upload these photos somewhere.
Are you
like,
a little bit embarrassed now that it's up? It's just us. It's a picture of us on a billboard.
Well, at least it's a drawing.
Yeah, it's not like a...
I guess the embarrassing thing is that we bought it ourselves and put our faces on it. This is such fun thing to do.
We have to pay him now. We haven't paid him yet.
We owe him money. This is insane.
It's crazy.
They'll pay
everyone
anything
that I talk-
you want up. It's cost $300 fucking dollars. This could be anything. It could just be a picture of like a straight up photo of me and just say, find me on Tinder. That's what I want to do next.
Swipe right until you... This is insane. This is a big billboard. We got to put this picture up. Should we put it? Yeah, we got to Instagram it or something.
Yeah, we should go visit it. We should go visit the billboard.
Yeah.
I feel like... man.
Can you imagine just Todd walking by like, what the fuck? Is this you?
This is so cool. If you live in LA, send us a picture of you in the billboard, please.
Everybody I spoke to was like, don't give this person money. Billboards don't work this way. It's a scam. There's no way it's this cheap. There's no way they're going to let you do it. Our billboard is up.
We have a billboard.
It says, if I were you, a weekly advice podcast, hashtag Toda.
Hashtag Toda. This is so funny.
All right, great. Great timing.
Good stuff.
Funny that we found out about it during the show.
Wow.
All right. Time for one last question?
Let's do it.
All right. We need one last Tobey Maguire or Tobey Maguire movie.
Oh, shit.
The Cider House Rules writes.
Oh, perfect.
Hello, I'm a big fan. I'm a cool fan, too. But not according to the newest app that's sweeping the nation, Hot or Not. I competed against my friends, and I got the score of 6.89 after almost 200 people saw my profile. I went in a competition against my friends, and they all got scores like 7 point something, 8 point something. One got even close to a 9. Now I feel like a loser out of my friends, even though clearly I'm the best looking out of them all. My question is, if you have Hot or Not, what can I do to spice up my profile so that people will actually see that I'm hotter than my friends? I'm blonde with blue eyes. My question is, should I upload a pic of me playing soccer so that people know I'm a beast in that regard? Or should I upload a pic of me in my Speedo, playful, so people know that I'm a beast in other regards? Sporty versus study. Thanks, as always, for the advice. Love, Cider House Rules. Sporty versus study? What the fuck is he talking about? Like he's a stud or like he should be studying?
Oh my god, this is so funny.
This guy's so insecure. this app is a lie. I'm impossible. I have blonde hair. for me to get a 6 and a friend of mine getting an 8 point close to 9? For what? He's a brown haired Jew.
Oh, he's ugly. And I'm hot.
This guy's Aryan, I think. He's a neo-Nazi.
You are.
He equates blonde hair and blue eyes as being more attractive, carte blanche, without any more details.
I cannot believe the lack of self-awareness in this email. It's insane. It's so insane. I can't even start to make fun of him. I don't know where to start.
The email itself is so funny. When you put your face on Hot or Not, there's always that fear that you're going to be deemed unattractive.
That they'll call you not.
Yeah.
Also, how is Hot or Not a new app that's sweeping the nation?
Yeah,
Hot or Not has been around forever.
I remember Hot or Not when I was like 17. That was like in like the early 2000s. Yeah. Now it's trying to reinvent itself.
Well, maybe it's an app, I guess.
Interesting. It's pretty crazy that Hot or Not has lasted this long.
It's true. It's just such a good domain name.
Yeah.
I think you're ugly on the inside, bud. That's maybe your biggest problem.
Personality or not.com.
I would give your personality definitely lower than a 6 something.
I'd give it a not.
I think your personality is a not. maybe people see that on the app.
Yeah, people can look through your blonde hair, your fair skin, your blue eyes, all the way into your black soul.
Your blue eyes and find your black soul. Absolutely, I think that is correct.
You're black-hearted, bad-hearted, or maybe it's because you're not in a Speedo in your profile pic.
I think soccer's the way to go, actually, pal.
Sporty versus study? Yeah. We choose sporty.
Yes. Playful. Should I upload a pic of me in a Speedo? Playful?
I guess playful.
Sure, try uploading different pictures.
Merce.
You also should you don't judge yourself against your friends. Trying to figure out who's the hottest one of all of our friends.
Ooh, good question. The hottest person that we're friends with in our inner friend group?
Yeah, like the hottest guy that we are friends with.
I don't know. Is it you?
I want you to say that.
Trying to think if I have a friend that's more attractive than you.
This is like really, really nice. I was not expecting this to happen. I feel like anyone listening, they're just like, they heard me ask the question and I started pointing at myself.
Yeah. I don't know. Who do you think is their most attractive friend? Or who would get the highest rating on Hot or Not? I mean, there's like attractive acquaintances that we have that are like actors or comedians that are really good looking.
My hottest friend is Jake O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah. He's a good looking guy. But I wouldn't say he's objectively more handsome than you.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious, dude. The way you look, you're...
I think you're hot, man. I think you're a sexy motherfucker, actually.
What would you rate me?
an eight something.
That's not that high. you were fake building me up, but that's still a B minus.
All right. Yeah.
I'm serious. What would you rate me?
A nine? You get a nine.
A 9 point what?
9.5.
Thank you. That made me feel good.
We are small, shallow, petty people. We're worse than this guy because we're just rating each other high to be. So you'll rate the other one. You're a 9.5. Am I a 9.5?
I guess you're a 9.6.
Oh, then you're a 9.7, my friend.
Very good.
You're sexy.
9.6. What can you do? I don't know. Change your profile picture.
That's all you can do. And we do that on Tinder. You know, like, hey, I'm not getting as many matches as I want. Like, let's change the profile picture. I will say a lot of the times I feel like when people are like, this is the most attractive photo of you, it is not one that I expect. I think people have it in their mind like when they look their best.
Yeah. My friend Sean gave me some good advice, which is like whenever choosing your profile picture for a dating site or I guess a hot or not type site, just ask a girl because they are inherently in tune to what's attractive.
It's true. A lot of times, like when I used to have friends with girlfriends or like girlfriends over, I would be like, will you pick out like what shirt I should wear?
Right.
And they always picked out a shirt that I was like, this is the ugliest thing I owned.
And then you get a ton of compliments.
Yeah.
It's like why people dress better when they're in relationships.
Right. Because somebody else is making the decision for you.
Yeah.
That's what's up, baby. Also, change your attitude. That's it.
we got swept into pictures of making yourself look
better. We accidentally got shallow too, buddy.
you fucking pushed us down like that first boyfriend.
You dragged us down with you. How's that okay?
Now we're under the sea together.
Your
petty
little vortex there.
All right. That's it. We're done.
The end.
Game over. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. That first theme song, we still are accepting theme song submissions. They're always getting better, if you can imagine. That first one was written by Alex, and this last one is a parody of that song that you love. What's it called? Beggar in the Morning.
Oh, yeah. Dope.
Yeah.
By the Barr Brothers.
This one's written by Alex Vasquez.
I'm a beggar in the morning.
So if you want to do your own theme song or have your own questions, email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Get ready. Writing this down. Dot... You had to cough.
I really did. I had a tickle in my throat.
.com.
All right.
And we'll be back, I don't know, in a couple days.
Sure.
Why not? Later.
We still like the podcast.
I mean, we have a billboard. We might as well keep it going now.
Shit.
We can't just stop. What else would we be advertising? Cool. See you guys soon.
Jake and Amir, the real deal. Every week things will get real. As they share advice and expertise, in hopes that you will seize the cheese. It's if I were you, I wish you were me. I'll put you on blast but keep your anonymity. It's if I were you, when things get real, it's time to start. Boys, take it from here.
That's it. That's our episode. Thanks again to Squarespace. Please, if you need to create a website, an online portfolio, blog, or store, go to squarespace.com and use our coupon code BEAST to create your very own site. Thanks, guys.